would have sounded like that if we had a landline, but that's the noise we all grew up with. And she was on at her mum's from Adelaide in Hamilton and calling on a landline. I said, who has landlines anymore? So we got to asking, does anyone still have a landline?
Yeah. And Michael of Corio is on the phone right now. Michael, hello. Do you still have a landline?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I do. It actually came as part of the internet package I've got. So I thought, why not? I don't really use it.
Yeah.
But mum and dad are older, not really kind of liking technology.
Yeah.
So that's probably the main reason I kept it, so they can just call me on the landline.
You're a good son. And tell us, mate. No, you are, though. That's a kind thing to do for your folks. The phone that came with the internet, is it a Telstra touch dial, or what's the phone look like? I can't even remember what they look like.
No, sorry. It's a... The phone didn't come with the internet. The line came with the internet. Sorry about
Wednesday.
So yep. I've just got cordless phones for it.
See, I was kind of hoping you still had the brown wall phone with the old finger dial. Do you remember those?
Dad still does. Dad still has the push button, like Telstra one.
I used to have to sneak onto that Michael while my mother was on the clothesline, at the clothesline after school, to ring my friends, and I'd have to... And they all had, bloody sevens and eights in them. Mate, you're in the draw for the Cookie Monster's birthday prize. Thank you for calling us this morning. Amanda from Leopold's on the phone now. We're asking from the Summer Morning Crew who still has a landline. Morning, Mandy. Yeah, I know. Hello.
Good morning.
Do you have one?
My mum does.
Love her.
Yeah.
Where's the phone? Is it on the wall, on the kitchen bench?
It's in the kitchen on top of the microwave.
Good place for it. And do you have to call her on a landline or do you ring her on a mobile?
Oh, it depends.
Yeah.
Well, if you know she's out and about, you'll just call her mobile. But normally I'll try her landline first.
Amanda, why do you think she's hung on to it?
I don't know. Maybe, like, she's been where she is for 19 years now, and my dad was still there too when she got it, but he's not there anymore. He's passed away. So maybe for that reason, I have no idea why she's still got it.
Do you know off the top of your head if bills are very dear for landlines these days? I mean, is it more to rent the line than it is for the bill itself?
I don't think it's really that expensive for her. She's in the country up Chuka, so
that's
it's not too bad for her.
Mandy, thank you so much for that. Into the draw for Cookie Monster's birthday with Sesame Street. Suzanne from North Geelong's our last caller. Suzanne, good morning. Do you or does someone in your family still have an old-fashioned landline?
We definitely have a landline.
Really?
Ooh, wow. Yeah.
And we've even moved like 3 times recently, and every time the provider asked me, do I want to keep my home number, and I said definitely.
Why?
I don't know why. I think it's a little bit, it feels like the proper thing to do is to keep a landline, and for an emergency maybe. I don't know. It just
have you got kids that have grown up and don't know what that phone is?
So a couple of years, because it never rings, because no one ever calls you on it. And a couple of years ago, someone and I said to the kids, quick, get the phone. They don't run to the phone like we used to. You know, you see the phone and everyone would run. No, they wouldn't. They would not get up to get the phone. And what, my little one's like, what is it?
Yeah. Don't you love it? And you know what? It's funny now, and we're all in that age bracket where young kids do see old-fashioned phones and go, what's that for?
Incredible.
What's that noise?
Yes, and you make that gesture for picking up the phone or for dialing the phone, and it doesn't mean anything anymore, does it?
No.
You've summed that up.